Video, Congressman, wounded National Guardsman Andrew Wolf hanging on his family asks for prayers. By Amy Furr on November 29, 2025. One of the National Guardsmen shot in Washington, D.C., on Wednesday continues fighting for his life in the hospital, Representative Riley Moore, RWV, said Saturday. Moore told Fox News he has been in contact with National Guardsman Andrew Wolf's family in the days after the attack, which happened in the vicinity of the White House. Wolf is still in critical condition. I think what people need to know is that this is a family that is committed to service, not only to the great state of West Virginia but this country, the congressman explained. His father is a deputy sheriff in the county next to mine, and Andy wanted to follow in that footsteps and serve his nation as a National Guardsman. Moore continued. Andy is hanging on and he is a fighter. His family has told me that time and time again. He is a fighter. But above all, what they want here is for everybody to continue to pray. I believe in the power of prayer, and I can promise you his parents believe in the power of prayer. I know there's a lot of prayer warriors that watch this show. Please, keep praying. West Virginia Governor Patrick Morrisey, R., said Saturday the young man's condition was still very serious. Following the attack, U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia Janine Pirro identified the two National Guard members as 20-year-old Sarah Beckstrom and 24-year-old Wolf, per Breitbart News. The two victims were sworn in less than one day before they were targeted. Breitbart News continued. The suspected shooter, Romanella O'Connell, 29, who is from Afghanistan and entered the United States under former President Joe Biden's Operation Allies Welcome in September 2021 after the botched Afghanistan withdrawal, opened fire on the guardsmen near the Farragut West Metro Station, just blocks northwest of the White House, at around 2:15 p.m. Eastern Time, Pirro said. President Donald Trump announced Thursday evening that Beckstrom had died. U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi said prosecutors will seek the death penalty against the suspect. I will tell you early, we will do everything in our power to seek the death penalty against that monster, who should not have been in our country, she stated.